excited. Always excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. Luke the 8th chapter. We're going to read. You can read all the way from verse 41 to 56, but we're going to read 54 to 56. Luke the 8th chapter, verse 54 to 56. Amen. It's on our screen. Amen. Let's read. And took her by the hand and called her. And her spirit. Amen. Thank you so kindly. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about the Lord can turn it around. The Lord can turn it around. Amen. Do you believe that? The Lord can turn it around. Amen. Regardless what men say, the Lord can turn things around. But you got to believe that he's able to do it. Amen. As we look this morning, my brothers and sisters, there was a man, the ruler of the synagogue, was the elder in charge of the public service and the care of the faculty. He saw to it that people were appointed to pray, read the scripture, and gave the sermon. He presided over the elders of the synagogue and was usually a man of reputation and wealth. But here it is, my brothers and sisters, this same man, the Bible says that he went to Jesus and fell down by his feet because there was a need he was need for. And how many times have you fell at the feet of Jesus when you were standing in need of something? How many times have you forgot about your title? Forgot about the degrees you have and just fell at the feet of Jesus because you was in need of something? How many believe that the Lord can turn things around in your life? In spite of whatever the doctors say, whatever who say, he can turn things around. Well, first of all, he got to turn you around. Amen. We're looking for him to turn other people, but once he turns you around, then you can see the blessing that God have in store for you. Amen. As this man, amen, he was an important man. But I don't care how important you are, you have to kneel down to the foot of Jesus. Amen. There's no one above the Lord Jesus Christ. We get caught up in some titles. We get caught in some people say I have some degrees. Some people got more degrees than a thermostatic. And you know when you get too many degrees on a thermostatic, you can go up so high. And when you get up too high, something gonna happen. Amen. You're gonna blow yourself up. You gotta learn to calm down. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me this morning. Amen, amen, amen. When you get sick and you get a thermostatic and you're too high, if you get over 100 and something, you need to cool yourself down, or you need to go to the doctor. Amen. And some people need to go to the doctor. You need to go to Dr. Jesus because they got too much degrees and amen, and they're too high. They need to calm down. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me this morning. Amen. And this man, may God is what he was dealing with. He went to Jesus. He fell at the feet of Jesus. And the Bible say that, my brothers and sisters, that when he fell at Jesus, there was a crowd of people around Jesus. And Jesus began to walk in the crowd. But have you ever noticed that just because you need Jesus, that don't mean Jesus is going to stop? Amen. There's other people need Jesus too. Just because you cry out, that don't mean Jesus is going to stop what he's doing. Amen. To see by you. Sometimes our delayed is not really delayed, but it's to teach us something in life. Jesus was in the crowd, and here he going in that crowd, and this man, this synagogue, here he is, Jairus, he was wanting Jesus to come to his house because his only child at 12 years old was dying. But Jesus in the crowd, and you know the story, in the crowd, and here goes somebody else, a woman, amen, got before him. He was on his way. Have people ever cut ahead of you, your blessing seem like? Huh? But can I tell you, they're really not cutting ahead of your blessing because Jesus see you, but he didn't forget about you. Sometimes Jesus want to teach us, amen, how to wait on him. Amen. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Sometimes he teaches a lesson that we got to wait on the Lord. The Lord is not waiting on us. We want the Lord to come right then and there. We want him to drop what he's doing to come to our house, but all you got to do is just follow Jesus. Jairus kept following Jesus, even though this woman in the crowd, amen, interrupt Jesus, interrupt Jairus. And I wonder, he was saying, woman, do you see? I got Jesus. I called Jesus first. But can I tell you, we all can call him at the same time. His line is never busy. Never busy. He got interrupted, amen. But Jesus kept on doing what he was doing, you know, my brother and sister, and the story goes, this woman that, because she was in need as well. The Bible says she spent all she had, all her living, all her money upon doctor, never done her no good. But when she got in the crowd, amen, she saw about Jesus, and she didn't want to really get to Jesus. She's in my mind, if I just can touch the hem of his garment. How many believe this morning, I don't have to touch him, but if I can touch something on him that's connected to him, I believe the Holy Ghost will connect to me. And she said, if I just can just touch the hem, I believe that the hem is connected to him. Y'all missed that. Amen. What he got on is connected to him. So all I need to do is touch the hem of his garment. And she made her way to the crowd because she was really unclean. She wasn't supposed to be in the crowd. But can I tell you, when you want to get to Jesus, is nobody can stop you. The Lord can turn things around. And she made her way to the crowd. Remember, Jairus is still there. He's in the crowd with Jesus, trying to get to the crowd, trying to tell people, get out of the way. Jesus coming to my house. My daughter is dying. She's 12 years old. But at the same time, somebody else needed Jesus too. I mean, you're not that important that Jesus got to stop what he's doing to get to you or get to me. You got to wait your turn. Jesus want to teach us some faith. She touched him. And Jesus said, somebody touch me. The crowd say, Lord, anybody could touch you. His disciples say, what's wrong with you, man? Anybody can touch you. All the people around here, Jesus said, not just anybody. It's a certain touch, huh? It's a certain touch. It's not just anybody. I can tell who touched me. Amen. When you touch him, when I touch him, when you touch him, it's a different touch. All our touches are not the same. You see, your touch is for you. My touch is for me. Y'all ain't going to pray with me this morning. Your touch is still mad, huh? You see, when you touch him, I touch him. It's a different touch. Jesus said, not just anybody touch me. Somebody touch me. And when you come in contact with Jesus, he knows your touch. He knows what you need. He could have said, I see you, woman. But sometimes Jesus wants us to cry out. He wants us to identify ourselves. Yeah, Lord, I was a sinner, but now you clean me up, Lord. Lord, I was fit for nothing. Lord, you turned my life around. Yeah. And this woman says she couldn't hold it no longer. How many can say if you've really been changed, if the Lord really can touch you, that you can't really hold your peace? You can't hold it inside. You got to tell it. You got to let it out. And the woman said, Lord, it's me. I touch you. I'm the one. She confessed. You I'm the one that touched you. She began to tell Jesus what she went through. And Jesus called her daughter. You had been cleaned. You had been made whole. She always looking. I wonder if he said, Lord, I asked you first. And here this woman, you took the time out to deal with her. I told you my daughter, my only daughter is dying. And here it is, debt creeped up. And here it is, my brother and sister, while they was on the way, when Jairus left home, his daughter was sick. She was ready to die. Sickness will take all of us. Ready to die, sickness will take you, feel like it's time to die. How many everybody here, have you ever been sick and feel like, oh, Lord, is it time for me to die? Some sickness can make you feel like it's almost time to die. But if you know Jesus, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Some people get scared when they get sick. They start talking, oh, Lord, is it my time? It's all of a time one day. You just got to be ready. Just got to be ready. Got to be ready. By the time Jesus go away from the crowd to go with Jairus, the girl, somebody told him, say, don't worry. Don't bother the master. Your daughter's dead. Bad news. What do you do when bad news creep into your family? What do you do when you hear bad news? What do you do? Nobody want to hear the phone call at midnight, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, because you know it's nothing good. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. Ain't nobody going to answer the phone and say, oh, praise the Lord. You say, Lord have mercy, who's calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning? First thing that a good parent would say is, something happened to my child, something happened to me. What is going on? You answer the phone. They told your army, don't bother Jesus, because your daughter is dead. She died. By the time Jesus got away, the crowd just said she died. Huh? The girl died. Jairus' worst nightmare. The darkest moment of Jairus' life. All hope is gone. Look at it. All hope for his daughter is gone. The dream he had for his daughter, his only daughter, the dream he had for her to live, the dream he had for her to make it in life is gone. What's going through his mind? What's going through the parent's mind? Nobody knows. What goes through our mind when you lose a loved one? Nobody knows. People can counsel you. People can come and tell you, say, I'm praying with you. That's good. But you really don't know what's going through that mind. You don't know how that person feels. I'm with you, my brother and sister, in prayer. But they really don't know what you're going through. They think they feel it, but they don't really feel it. And that's why you got to be careful how you try to counsel somebody. Tell them, say, I know what you're going through. If you hadn't been there, you really don't know what I'm going through. I understand you praying. I understand you lifting me up in prayer. But all hope is gone. Look at him. His feeling dropped. And no doubt he probably had attitude with Jesus. I came to you first. And if you would have came with me, my daughter wouldn't have died. Delay on purpose to get your attention, for you to keep the faith. Don't give up. Amen. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him right there, huh? But while Jesus said to him, Jesus said something to him, he said, fear not. It's in the Bible. Fear. What What you mean, fear not? My daughter's dead. But I'm glad it was Jesus talking to him. Wasn't nobody else, huh? When Jesus tell you fear not, then you got something to hope for. You got something to stand up for. But if anybody else tell you fear not, then you kind of think about that. But if Jesus tell you fear not, then you ought to grab a hold to your faith. He says, fear not. Believe only. That's what Jesus wants you to do, believe only. Don't be afraid. Don't doubt. Jesus said, don't doubt, but trust me. Don't doubt, but trust me that I can turn things around. You'll miss the shout, huh? Don't doubt, but trust me that I can turn things around. How many believe this morning that the Lord can turn things around in your life? Whatever you're going through, he can turn things around, huh? And that's why you got to stand on the word of God. You got to stand on the premise of God. Watch him move. When you feel like all hope is gone, you need to grab a hold to faith. Jesus said, trust me. Trust me. Jesus encouraged Jairus that with a word of hope, she shall be made whole. Jesus did not want no one, amen, in the hospital. Look at that. He said, you got to, she will be made whole. If you only trust me. Verse 51 say, and when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter, James, and John, and the father, and the mother, and the maiden. Huh? Why is that, my brothers and sisters? Because he encouraged him, you think she's dead. I say she's not dead. She's just asleep. You must say, Jesus did not want no one else in the house. But Peter, James, and John in the pound. And I wonder why that, because you see, when Jesus don't want no doubters around him, y'all miss your shout. That's why you got to be careful how you hang around doubters who don't have faith. Well, you got to be careful how you tell people all your problems, what you're going through, all your sickness. You ever heard somebody, you told somebody, you sick, you got this, and first thing they tell you, oh, my daddy had that, he died. My mama, they died. I don't need to hang around nobody got doubt. I need to hang around somebody who got faith, who gonna tell me that God is able to turn things around. I don't care what you're going to dialysis, I don't care if you're going to chemo, I don't care what you're going through, stage one, stage two, stage three, amen, if you trust God, believe that he's able to turn things around, he can turn things around. But you got to quit hanging with doubters. Sometimes you got to change partners. Y'all miss that. You got to change partners. You got to have some partners, praying partners that believe the Lord. Amen. Jesus told them, put them out. 52. But the professional mourners were there. They was already there, weeping and crying. The crowd of friends and neighbors had gathered. They've heard the news, and they was crying. Just like people do for funerals. No, we sad. Well, you tell the one that's really guilty. That's the one that's trying to throw the casket over. Don't get mad. I cry, you cry, but it's a certain cry. You hear him crying, you know, I'm sorry, don't leave me, don't leave me. Take me with you. You don't really mean that. You ain't ready to go. You know, you miss them, but you don't really mean that. Because if they put you in that casket, you be hollering. But they had professional mourners there. That's what they do. They was weeping. They was crying. Like there was no hope. Your neighbors had got there to heard the news. Had gathered. Amen. And Jesus took and commanded he took command of the situation right then and there. He took control. He took authority, amen, of the situation. And he told the crowd to stop weeping because the girl was not dead, but asleep. Somebody wasn't reading the Bible. Amen. Somebody wasn't reading the Bible. He says she's not dead, but asleep. Asleep. Jesus referred to, amen, sleep. Jesus referred to that as sleeping, indicating that for those with faith, that is not final. It's just the beginning. Read your Bible. Am I doing all right? They was weeping, they were crying like there was no hope. And they had Jairus was crying. Everybody was crying. Weeping, huh? Jesus took him. He said, stop that crying. Quit that weeping because the girl is not dead. She's asleep. Of course, the girl was dead. She was dead. But to Jesus, she was asleep. Y'all missed your shout. She was dead, but to Jesus, she was asleep. You understand? Of course she was dead, but for her spirit has left her body. But to Jesus, death was only sleeping. So they laughed at him and told him, man, you don't know what you're talking about. She dead. We felt her pulse. There's no pulse. The coroner is here, getting ready to take her. You talking about she's asleep? Man, who y'all following? What kind of man is this? She's dead. But they didn't look at Jesus' spiritual side. Amen? They laughed at him. That is not the final. But they failed to realize that Jesus is the resurrection. And the life. Y'all miss it again. They fail to realize that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He did not raise the widow. Did not he raise the widow's son, from the dead? Did not he tell John the Baptist that the dead were being raised? So the mourners did not believe these reports. So Jesus put them all out. Put them out. All of them. Get out. They said, you can put them out, but she dead. Jesus said, get out. Put out because of unbelief. Some people who don't have faith because of unbelief will never understand how the Lord works. Because they don't have faith. He don't work on our time. He work on his own time. On his own time. Not ours. Huh? Faith is the key that unlocked the doors to believe. Amen. The woman had confidence faith. Hear? She set aside her fear and her shame. She believed and she acted on her belief. And her faith brought healing. Jesus is now telling Jairus the same, huh? I can turn things around if you have faith. So Jesus put them all out. Sometimes, some people in your life, you got to put them out. Sometimes some people have to be put out of your life because they don't believe. Amen. They don't believe what you believe. Put them out. They're always holding you down. Every time you try to crawl up, they're holding you down. They don't believe. They don't see where God is taking you to the next level. So you got to disconnect them. You got to put them out of your life. Some of you holding on to some dead weight, to some dead people who don't mean no good for you, don't mean no good to you. You got to put them out. They can't handle what God is getting ready to do for you. You got to disconnect them out of your life. It's just like, you ever seen space shuttle getting ready to take off? You're trembling, and he take off and get up there so high. And all of a sudden, the little deal on the back break loose. Y'all miss that. Because some people can't stand when God is taking you up higher. And they don't understand that God is taking you to the next level. So they got to break it loose from you. Because they can't stand the altitude. It's too hard for them. It's too strong. It's too powerful. And you got to disconnect them because they can't handle your faith. They can't handle where God is taking you to the next level. So you got to disconnect them. Y'all ain't going to pray with me. You holding on to some dead weight that's bringing you down. Some of you is in some dead relationship. Ain't doing you no good. Some dead, you need to cut them loose. Always giving, 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 but never giving, giving, giving. Time to cut them loose. I give you all that for free. Always holding you down, telling you there's no hope. You're trying to better yourself, and they tell you, oh, you don't need to do that. You need to cut them loose. Uh-oh. Lord, my amen. Some of you done fell in love and fell in lust. And you thought it was love, but it's lust. And you thought you had the right one, but you got the wrong one. And they ain't trying to help you grow with you. Amen. You need to cut them loose. Put them out. Put them out. Huh? And I used to say you can do bad by yourself, but you can do good by yourself. I'm feeling to cut across the field. I see y'all mad now. Y'all don't want to pray with me, you know. So Jesus had to put them out because the unbelief. And when your unbelief is pausing your mind, it messes your mind up, especially if you're not strong in the word of God. You see, if you're weak in the word of God, people can pause in your mind. People even ask you, why you go to that church, huh? Why you pay your tithe? I don't have to pay no tithe. Look, God bless me. Don't believe that stuff, huh? But God say, bring you your tithe to my storehouse and prove to me, huh, if I'm going to open the doors of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing. But unbelief say, I don't have to pay no tithe because look at God blessing me, huh? But that's just a season, huh? If you want to really see God bless you, I dare you step out on faith. I lost my amen, huh? Step out in faith and watch God open doors for you.
Say bless, say bless,
yeah!
If you've been blessed by this faith-filled sermon and would like to sow a seed to our ministry, you may do so by mailing a financial blessing to Starlight Baptist Church, 156 Isaac Gruyette Road in Marksville, Louisiana, 71351. Or you may send a Cash App contribution to $SBC of Hickory Hill. You can also follow us on Facebook for our live stream broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. Starlight Baptist Church is dedicated to sharing hope and salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Introducing Miss Reet, the Diamond in Gospel.
Miss Reet with her new single,
After All I Can.
After I have done all I can do, I will stand and wait on you.
After All I Can, being released now and made available to the public next month. You're going to want your very own copy of After All I Can.
Produced by Babes for Christ Productions and featured in Gospel USA Magazine and available on all platforms like Spotify and Amazon.
Miss Reet, the Diamond in Gospel, and After All I Can, the single, another sponsor of this station.
Stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
This is KAYT, Gina. Alexandria.